And I've got Tim Carey, who is with us on the line. He is head of electoral operations for Uncommissioned Tocan. Tim, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry.
Now, the most common question we always get asked, people get really hung up on this one as well. A caller has got in touch this morning. They've received no polling card. What should he do?
Okay, so polling, they're really polling information cards. So they're not required to vote. So that's a kind of common misconception, but it does have the information of where you vote and your address and stuff like that. So if you haven't received a polling card, you can go on to checktheregister.ie and put in your details, and actually it will tell you where your polling station is. Now, most people will be voting at the same polling station that they have previously voted at. There will be some changes, so that's not a hard and fast rule. Alternatively, if you don't have access to the internet, you can contact your local authority today. I know they're probably very busy dealing with calls, but they will be able to inform you where your polling station is.
So that's where you need to look for that. You're not disqualified from voting if you don't have a polling card.
Not at all, no.
You just need to figure out where it is. And the important thing, though, is recognisable ID or valid ID, is that right?
Yeah, so everyone should bring ID with them when they go to the polling station. They may not be asked for it, but if you are asked for it, you do have to present it. So when you go into the polling station, I mean, it's been 4 or 5 years since most people have voted in this country, so that's quite a long gap. And there's a lot of new people who are on the register who have never voted before. So when you arrive at a polling station, there will be a series of desks with, you know, areas divided up and alphabetical lists divided up, and you look where you need to go. You go to the desk, you say your name, they'll look up your address, on they'll have it on a printed out register, and if you're on that, they will then they may ask you for identification, just to be sure that, you know, they do random checks on people. And I think I've been asked nearly every time I vote. Maybe it's just my face. and once they're happy with that, they will then mark you off, so that they'll draw a line through your name so that to say that you have voted. And then they will give you 2 ballot papers.
Yeah. And that's one ballot is the white ballot paper. The other ballot is the green ballot paper. The white
Correct.
One is in relation to the family amendment. The green one, the care amendment.
Yeah, and it's probably not. It can be unclear for people, especially when there's more than one referendum taking place. So there's 2 referendums. You're getting 2 ballots. You can vote yes or no to either or both. So they are quite independent from each other. So just because you vote yes or no for one doesn't mean you have to do the same for the other. On the ballot paper, the only thing that will really tell you that what it's for is you'll see the word the family, the words the family or care. So the family will be on the white one. It won't give you the full explanation of what the referendum is about. There will be information on the wall in posters within the polling station, but the actual ballot paper will be very short, and it will just say 39th Amendment of the Constitution, the Family Bill 2023, and then you have a tall or a kneel.
Okay.
That's as simple as that. And then you have the same one, a green one for care. So just if you're confused, you will see the word family and you will see the word care on each of the relevant ballot papers.
Okay. And look, the best idea is to make yourself aware of what's at stake and what's at hand and what they're all about. And there is information, I know, on the Electoral Commission website in relation to that, independent information
and any information you need with regards to voting. So if you're if you're confused about that, but checktheregister.ie and the local authorities will be your port of call if you're unsure about where you are registered to vote.
Okay, can I ask you to on the issue of access and accessibility for people with disabilities and other issues when it comes to voting? I know that is a job of work that is going on. I know you're of overall responsibility for running the referendums at the Electoral Commission, but it's still run through the Department of Housing and the local authorities across the country. And that is a work in progress, is it?
That is a work in progress. So we're in charge of giving out independent information. The actual running of the vote, the nuts and bolts of it, like the ballot papers and the polling information cards, is administered by the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage, and the 18 returning officers throughout the country. So the returning officers run their referendum votes separately from each other. And they have a huge body of work each time there's a referendum to go out and identify suitable buildings for polling stations. Now, regrettably, there are still buildings in this country that are being used for voting that are not accessible for people with disabilities. That is something that is being worked on. It has to be worked on and it has to be sorted. And that would be a high priority for the Electoral Commission in terms of identifying issues and addressing those issues. And that certainly is something that we are looking at and are concerned about, because in this day and age, I mean, one of the interesting things, and probably not great, is that, okay, some polling stations aren't accessible, but those polling stations are actually in schools. So we actually have schools that aren't accessible or readily
which is alarming at this day and age.
So that's, yeah, it's a wider issue. So, look, it is something we're concerned about. It is something that we will be making recommendations on and keeping an eye on. But certainly it's still the case that there are buildings that aren't fully accessible for people.
Yeah. Tim, polls open, I think it's at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, close at 10. It'll be too late now, but if you want to vote, you have to be there. If you're away on holidays, if you're abroad for some reason, you're not going to be able to vote in this one. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't. If you're abroad, you know, there's no postal voting if you're on your holidays. So there are sort of provisions for postal voting, but they're quite specific. But if you feel that you should have been able to vote by postal ballot, the next elections will be taking place in June. There'll be another referendum on the Unified Patent Court, and there will be the local and Europeans all happening on the same day. So if you're not registered for this referendum, make sure you're registered for the next one and for the next votes. And if you think you're entitled to a postal vote, go on to the Electoral Commission webpage or your local authority webpage and they will give you information.
If you've turned 18 recently, do you have to do work to get on the register? Or does it automatically happen?
There is a pre-registration, and it's something that I think it was introduced about 18 months ago, and some people would have pre-registered, but the numbers are quite small. So you're not automatically registered. You need to pre-register if you want to avail of that. It's something that the Commission, I think, will look at in terms of highlighting for people, because it really is a bit of a no-brainer. If you're 16 years old, you pre-register, and then when you turn 18, you're automatically on the electoral register. And it's a great system. It's probably just not well known enough.
Yes. Yeah. And look, speaking of that, is there more work that needs to be done in this country in terms of, it can be a problem in a lot of Western European countries or maybe advanced or durable democracies that we sometimes take it for granted. We've low turnout, that there needs to be more of an awareness campaign about the importance of voting in the first place, regardless of what way you're going to vote.
You're absolutely correct. The Electoral Commission don't care how you vote, as long as you vote. You need to exercise your right. The reality is, if you don't vote, someone else is essentially voting for you. Yeah. So someone else is deciding something. And, I mean, if you want to leave up all the decisions to other people, you shouldn't really complain about the results when they come through. You've got to exercise your right. You know, the sort of cliches, people fought and died, you know, for democracy and campaigned. But really, it's about your stake in society. And, you know, there's a civic engagement there that is really important. And, you know, your vote does count. Your vote is the same as my vote. My vote is the same as the president's vote or the Taoiseach's vote or anyone's vote. You know, it's the one thing in probably in life that you're absolutely 100% equal to everyone else.
Yeah, and you only have to look at other jurisdictions and what's happened over the last 5 to 10 years to see how all of that is being undermined and to underline the importance of being involved in making sure your vote is counted. Listener says, can you use a biro on your polling card?
You can, yeah. You can bring your own. You'll be provided with a pencil or whatever at the polling station, but you can bring your own if you don't want to use what's there. All I would say is just mark X in the box that you want, yes or no for each.
No writing.
Don't
put
anything.
Don't write anything else, or the vote will be spoiled.
Absolutely, your vote will not count. So don't do that. Just, you know, put your mark in the box and then you're done.
Okay, another question. And back to polling cards. You said they really are they're identifying cards rather than, let's say, you can't vote if you don't have this. If your name's spelt wrong, on a ballot, on a polling card, can you still vote and how do you change it? Well, I suppose you change it by contacting your local authority, but you can still vote, is that right?
I would say that there would, you know, if you have a proof of address and the name is slightly spelled wrong, I would say that, you know, you can go to your polling station and explain that. And I think, you know, there's probably a common sense approach to it. I mean, if it's a completely different name, obviously that's not going to be acceptable. But, you know, if there's a slight spelling mistake or whatever, I don't, you know, it's hard to see that being an issue. But it's too late to change it now. But if you are aware of something, you can change it next week for the next vote.
Yeah, and there's plenty of elections coming up, so you really do need to change it and get involved in it, or register if you're not registered, because a lot's being decided in the next 12 to 18 months.
Correct.
Yeah. Tim, the issue of, I suppose, you know, the polling closing at 10 o'clock, finally for now, is any idea when a result comes, or that, does that depend on the turnout? I know different organisations do exit polling, media companies and all of that, but when could we expect the result on Saturday? Counting, I think, starts at 9 o'clock normally the next day.
Yeah, I mean, counting, you know, the result will be announced when all of the constituencies have returned their vote. So, I mean, because it's a one-off referendum or referendums and there's nothing else happening, you know, the technical term I've heard is that the results will be out around tea time tomorrow or on Saturday. I'm not too sure what tea time means.
Yeah.
But your tea time might be slightly different than my tea time, but it'll be somewhere, I suppose, late afternoon at some stage. And then that's when all the results will be collated and sent in to Dublin Castle, and Barry Ryan, who's the referendum returning officer for the country, will announce the result.
Okay, and that's when we'll get it. All right, Tim, listen, look, thanks a million for that. Good luck with it. I know it's your first under the Electoral Commission.
This is our first. Yeah, that's right, yeah. And actually, tomorrow, all members of the Electoral Commission staff and the Commission members will be travelling around the country doing checks on polling stations. So you may see us at your polling station. Give us a nice smile.
Okay, will do. All right, Tim, we'll leave it there. That's Tim Killery there, head of the electoral operations for an Commission Tóchán, the newly formed Electoral Commission's their first referendum in their existence. And by the way, if you've any issues with your registering or checking your names, this is for the next referendums and elections now. It won't take effect by tomorrow, I'd imagine. There's a contact number for Kerry County Council to phone. It's 066-718-350. That's the Register of Electors office, 066-718-3500. Their email address is ereg, that's E-R-E-G, that's E-R-E-G at kerrycoco.ie. So that's E-R-E-G at kerrycoco.ie. If you've any questions or concerns, or you'd like to have a polling card for the next time, you didn't get one this time, you've changed address, any of those sort of things can be sent to that email address or phoned to that number, 066-718-3500. Listener gets in touch and is asking, is it an X for the tick you put in the box tomorrow? Yes, it is an X that you put in the box. Don't put writing anywhere else on the ballot paper. People asking us this morning why we had a debate. They thought there was a moratorium. Well, listener, there is a moratorium. It doesn't come into effect until 2 p.m. in the day. And there are real questions, and I have long-standing questions as to why we bother with moratoriums anymore in the digital 24-hour news era, social media misinformation disaster that is out there. Why the reliable, informed, responsible media has to shut up for a day and a half.